broadcasting over the electric rainbow, directly into your ear holes. Here's Lee and Math with a snug.
Hello, it's September the 4th, it's show 770. I'm Math, and over there in Prestine, at the end of a dodgy Zencaster connection, is the always awesome Lee.
Hello, yes, dodgy indeed.
Yes, so I'm not sure what this is going to sound like, you know, we're having problems with Zencaster. Wow, yes, show 770. How's your week been?
It's Wednesday, isn't it? Yeah, okay. Yeah, nondescript, I think.
Right, nothing exciting at all.
I'm going to have to start writing notes or have a dictaphone or something.
Yes. Yeah, I'll use your finger like everyone else.
Yeah.
You've had a whole weekend, yeah.
No, nothing up to me. Dave's got Lyme disease.
Oh, that's not good for you, is it?
Apparently not, no, it can be fatal.
Shit. And what, has he caught that in Portmaddock?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So he went to... He was feeling rough.
Yeah.
Ill, lethargic, sore bones. And then he started to get a rash, and he's got a bullseye rash on his arm.
Okay.
So he went to see the doctor. He said, oh, bear with me a second. I need to get one of my colleagues. And the colleague came in and said, oh, in 20 years of practicing, I've never seen one of these before.
Oh.
But I think they've caught it early enough. Because it can cause brain and spinal problems.
Oh, my God. Right, okay.
So he's just, at the moment, he's just on a course of heavy antibiotics.
And right.
Seems to be working. But it's a bite from a tick. That's all it is.
I was going to say, aren't they caused by ticks?
Yeah. And do you know what's really bizarre? We were, a couple of weeks ago, we were up at the Llynbrennig, the big reservoir, and there's loads of forests and woods. And Naomi just would not walk through these woods. She said, no, because of ticks. I said, oh, don't be it. Behave yourself. You'll be fine. What's the worst that can happen? They're gonna bite you. Blah, 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 blah. I had no idea they were connected to Lyme disease.
Oh, did you not?
No.
Oh, right,
she's
okay.
She's far better educated than I am.
But I don't remember ticks ever being something we worried about as kids.
No, definitely not.
Are they a new thing that have travelled north with the hot weather, or?
Not a clue. Not a clue.
Right.
So, yeah, just strange, just bizarre. I had no idea the seriousness.
Well,
so
no.
I'll be giving long grass a miss from now on as well.
Oh, you just wear long pants in the long grass.
Oh, yeah, okay, there is that.
Because that'll stop them. So, and oddly, that reminds me of something I read during, possibly this week, maybe the week before. Have you heard of graphene?
Isn't it a really, really strong carbon thing?
It is. I thought you were going to be funny, but yeah, it is. That's it. And apparently, they found that if you're wearing graphene clothing, it repels or it doesn't interest mosquitoes.
Oh, really?
And they got volunteers to put their arms into mosquito things, and some had graphene like on their arms, and some had like graphene but with a little square cut out.
Right.
And there's a picture of it, and then the mosquitoes are nowhere except for the little patch that's cut out.
Wow.
Because they're drawn by pheromones in your skin, and the graphene blocks it. And the other thing is that the mosquitoes...